The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon Tierney is back with me. How to do stuff. How to do what this week, Simon?
How to choose a fast food restaurant. Now, okay. You were in the home of fast food last week.
I certainly was.
North America, famous for its fast food. Mm-hmm. Did you frequent Taco Bell?
No, I didn't. So, I didn't go to Taco Bell or Chipotle or Wendy's.
In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger, Five Guys.
Yeah.
Big Kahuna Burger.
Carl's Jr.
Big Kahuna Burger real or is that just in Pulp Fiction?
Actually, I think it's fictionalized. I think that's just Quentin Tarantino.
All right, okay.
But I'd love to know, actually, if any of the listeners have been to Taco Bell to give us their review, because as it was announced earlier this week, Taco Bell are going to be opening across a number of Apple Greens coming to a motorway near you. Where else would you want to dine? And of course, they will be joining their friends in the...
A roadside taco.
Mm. They're going to be joining their friends in the very crowded fast food market. Wendy's will also be opening 10 outlets in petrol stations around Ireland over the next 10 years, or over the next 2 years. Wendy's is, of course, famous for their square-shaped burgers.
Well, this is obviously, right, this is tangential to what we're talking about, but you've seen how those big service stations have expanded into this franchise space. You know, you go into a big Circle K or a big Apple Green and you'll have versions of Subway and you'll have a burger place, Camille Thai or something, that's what I was thinking of, all of that. McDonald's or a Burger King, you'll have all of those things, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting and it really reflects the fact that we are moving in that American direction, this kind of... I suppose, colonization of our food culture. And when you travel through the States, when you're driving on the interstate, you really notice where we're headed towards. And I mean, every single exit on the interstate will have a series of these places. It won't just have a McDonald's or a Burger King. It'll have about six of them. Yeah, it's extraordinary.
It is getting like that here now because of all those deals done. And I mean, Taco Bell's just the latest. We have a huge amount of US fast food restaurants here, don't we?
We have a lot. And there are no official figures, but I've been totting up my own calculations, Kieran. And I reckon that if you just look at the three main American fast food outlets operating in Ireland, McDonald's has 95 outlets currently around the country. Burger King has 47. And Subway, which is the most popular American food outlet in Ireland, has around 300. Okay, and then when you add KFC has 30, Papa John's has 50, there's a few others. It comes to around 600 individual American fast food restaurants on the island of Ireland, just in the Republic, actually.
Subway's gack, isn't it?
I wouldn't be a fan at all. Even the smell of it, I kind of smell it before I see it.
Yeah.
You know, and I know to avoid that particular corner of the service station, although it kind of pollutes the rest of the place. But that's where we're heading towards.
Are we unique though, or are we just like every other country? Is this just happening everywhere? The slow mission creep.
It's really interesting you say that, because the first one, of course, was McDonald's, which came to Ireland. Grafton Street, where it still is on Grafton Street, in 1977, May, this month, nearly 50 years ago. But we were actually ahead of some of our European neighbours. I noticed that Spain didn't get their first McDonald's until 1981. Mm. And of course, then you've got, you know, what do they call themselves? Starbucks, which is technically classified as a fast food joint. It's not actually classified as a coffee house, technically. That has only arrived in Italy. I mean, sacrilegious, the kind of the home of premium coffee in the last few years. And the Italians, of course, were very wary about allowing these American usurpers to come in.
They're probably spending a fortune in it.
Oh, an absolute fortune, yeah. So Taco Bell is the newest one. It is the 17th most popular fast food joint in the world. It has... I think just over 8,000 locations around the world.
Yeah.
So that's where it sits. I mean, McDonald's isn't even the first. The first is Mixu. Mixu has...
That Chinese company.
46,000 restaurants in on planet Earth so far. It's a Chinese fast food. They're in China and Southeast Asia.
I ate fast food in China, but not Mixu. KFC. First food I ate when I got to the People's Republic.
KFC.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I was in Mongolia for a few days.
American food in China.
And we had drank this fermented mare's milk. And we were in this yurt, and the Mongolian family passed around this jar, this kind of big bowl of mare's milk. And everybody takes a sip out of it, right?
Sure.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
But I was first.
Okay.
Yeah. So I drank the whole bowl. And I thought everyone was getting a bowl. So I just downed it.
But Kieran, did they not know that you're the biggest consumer of dairy?
I know, they didn't realise. Exactly. Yeah. I'm now the spokesperson for the Mongolian Dairy Association. And have been ever since. Buy our clap. Bit of Mongolian for you there.
A little bit of cash on the side.
So I drank this down. So I had a bit of a tricky tummy for a few days. And when we got to Beijing and we got out of the train station in Beijing, there was the KFC there. And it just, you know what? It was exactly what the attraction of this fast food. What's the whole business model? The Big Mac is the same wherever you get it in the world. And that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I was like, I know what I'm going to get in there. I'm buying a family bucket of chicken.
Yeah,
and I did, and I ate it all.
That's exactly it. It's almost
no regrets.
That's the definition of comfort food. There, you were in an unusual, exotic location.
I was tired. I was emotional.
You just had a pint of mare's milk.
Yeah, fermented.
From a donkey, was it?
Fermented.
A donkey
mare's milk.
A horse mare.
No, a camel, and then they leave it outside in the heat, and they kind of stir it something like 900 times a day, and they just leave it outside
in the heat.
Yeah, they leave it out under the sun.
Curdle.
And then you just down it. Well, you sip it, but then I downed it.
Delicious.
Yeah,
and entire Mongolian family was like, that dude just drank all our milk.
They're still talking about me. That family are still talking about me. People are visiting them today. They're sipping it. They say, you know, there was an Irish guy here once. Down the whole thing. Yeah. I heard he ate a family bucket of chicken when he got off the train on the other side.
That guy brought disrespect on our family and he's not welcome here anymore.
But it's funny though. Like we do, you know, we talk an awful lot these days about Irish food and Irish ingredients and everything. Mm.
Yeah,
and
we do, but
at the same time, we're eating more and more American fast food.
Sure, and we kind of have this civilized perception of ourselves that we enjoy Italian food, French food, you know, Japanese sushi. But the reality is that most of the restaurants in this country are serving burgers and chips. That is the reality, whether we like it or not. Now, the point of this lot is how to do stuff. So
yeah, sorry. Fermented mare's milk took over.
How do you choose a fast food restaurant? Right now, in terms of speed, Taco Bell is actually the fastest US fast food chain based on drive-through speed. So there. Now, I don't know if the Taco Bells in Ireland are going to have drive-through, but they probably will eventually, seeing as most of the rest of them do. Currently, theirs takes 3.4 minutes on average. That compares to McDonald's, which takes 6.8 minutes. So McDonald's is twice the length of time that you'll be spending in a drive-thru than Taco Bell. In terms of price, I found this interesting, right? Because, like, I don't know if you've been to Five Guys. There's four of them in Ireland. There's one across the road from us here. They kind of sell themselves as a premium American burger joint. They are by far the most expensive American fast food burger in the country. Theirs is €12.55 for a hamburger.
Get
Burger
out of town.
King is the cheapest. €5.95 currently for a Whopper. And McDonald's is just a little bit more than that. So when you choose a fast food restaurant, it really depends what you're looking for. What are you looking for in a fast food joint?
Milk. Fat, potato-y chips and milk, obviously.
Do you do milk, lads?
Yeah, they do. Most of them do. You'll find most of them do. But big, fat, potato-y chips, which is why the local chipper is your only man. Yeah, the local Italian chipper is your only
man. That's proper Italian food
Yes, exactly. Absolutely delicious. What about you?
I go for the chips as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved really thin chips. I love the McDonald's.
You're
chips,
dead to me.
I have to say.
You're dead to me.
Would you, if you go and get a burger and chips, would you drink milk with the burger and chips?
Absolutely, but I wouldn't get a burger and chips in the chipper. I get a battered sausage and chips and I drink it with a pint of milk when I get home.
A widow's memory. Lovely.
There you are. Anyway, 087 1400 106. If you've got your own preference, do share. Simon Tierney back at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.